On a day like this, so close to Thanksgiving, it's always tempting to say something about Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving's a big part of our lives as children of God, and we're blessed to live in a nation that honors God with Thanksgiving, and the Bible tells us that a nation is blessed whose God is the Lord, and it's a curse to a nation to depart from the Lord. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for all of y'all. That's not what I have on my mind this morning. I've had some things that I've been thinking about for several years. I've noticed that John the Baptist. And several years ago, something came to me about John the Baptist. And since I've even spoken about John the Baptist here in this church, but I have a little bit different take. I'm not going to try to get into all that today. But and Brother Ward brought out something about John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God, just a few weeks ago. And but with the Lord, I don't know how many people I've heard speak somewhat about John the Baptist in these last few years. I don't know what it is, but John the Baptist was a man hiding in plain sight. You know, I knew some things about John the Baptist, but I didn't really understand them. The Lord hadn't opened up anything to me about John the Baptist previously. But I noticed some things about John the Baptist even furthermore recently, and I just wanted to share those with you. And also, I want to combine that with some things about John the Baptist that have to do with witness, testimony, and confession. And I want to do some reading here in the first chapter of John. Now, John is on the subject of witness and testimony and confession. John is a major writer about these things in the Bible, and he's going to talk quite a bit. He's going to talk about it here in first chapter of the Gospel according to John, in First John, and in the Book of Revelations. And he's not the only witness that we have. He's not the only testimony that we have about these things. The Apostle Paul also wrote about things, about witness, testimony, and confession. So let's look at some things that John wrote, or the Apostle John wrote, and then some things that he said about John Baptist. So in reading in the first chapter, it says, "The beginning was the Word," capital W, denoting divinity, "and the same was, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light." You'll notice the capital L, light. He came for a witness to the light. "And it was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh to the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." So let's look at some things that John Baptist witnessed about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we know that John Baptist was, it was prophesied that he would come. And he did come, and it was definitely a thing that the religious establishment of the Jews noticed that he was on the scene. So they came to him asking him right away, "Art thou the Christ? Are you saying the Messiah? What do you say about yourself?" And he confessed that he was not the Christ. And I would say that's a good confession that he had. And he also said, "There is one that standeth among you, that whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose." And the first thing that he had a confession, and he had a witness that Christ had come. The Holy One of God was in the midst of the people, and that he was going to be made manifest to Israel and to the whole world. And then there's other things too that I could read, but I will just kind of skip to the part I want. And so another thing he witnessed, so he had been told about some things by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had revealed some things to him. And when he saw Jesus coming, he was the one to be baptized Jesus, as we all know. And when he saw the Lord coming, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb of God." And so there's a lot of things that can be said about the Lamb of God. And Brother Ward brought out one of those things at least the other day. But, you know, one thing is that was the answer to Isaac's question when he was to be sacrificed. He thought he was going to be sacrificed. He said, "Here's the wood and the fire, but where's the Lamb?" John said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And then the Lord comes to him, and he I'll skip that dialogue, but he baptizes the Lord. And it says, and I believe in every other gospel, it mentions that the Holy Ghost descended from heaven like a dove, and it lighted upon him. And it said he saw this, but in none of the other gospels, I was wondering this, none of the other gospels does it say, you know, who saw it? You know, who saw this? did everybody see it? We can certainly assume that the Lord saw it, but here in the first chapter of the Gospel according to John, it says John saw it, and he said the Holy Ghost had told him, "Upon whom thou shalt see the Holy Ghost descending upon him like a dove and remaining on him, this is the Son of God." And then finally, when he sees the Lord coming the next day, he sees him, and he says again, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And so he kind of fulfills his mission role there in saying that first of all by declaring it. What the Holy Ghost had told him in the ear, he declared to everyone, and the first time, and then the second time, that he was not the one to be followed. This is the one to follow. And the disciples, and some of John's disciples followed him as a demonstration of that. And so, John came as a witness, and that he says it plain and simple. Now, I want to bring a point to our minds that I think everybody here knows, that we are witnesses, that we have a testimony in ourselves that God has given us to be a witness for Christ, and that we need to do everything that we can to fulfill that. And I want to go just to start with to one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible, to talk about this in Revelations 19 and 10. It says, and of course, John, this is toward the end of the book, and the Apostle John had received a lot of revelation, shall we say, that was more than kind of sent his cup overflowing. But he said, so he says, "And I fell at the feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." And that is one of my favorite, sentences to unlock. If you want to know how to understand the Bible, you look at the Old Testament, you look at the New Testament, you understand the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And, but he says, we fell down his feet to worship the angel. He said, "See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So the angels have the same testimony that we have. It's a testimony of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, I hesitate to say that, because there's some, I guess, controversy about this, that, there are types and shadows in the New Testament. But I think it's easy and plain to see that it's, let's say, typical of the believers that Christ ministered to in the New Testament are typical of us. And there's many things that Christ, that they have testimony, like Peter walking on the water, for example, and the woman with the issue of blood for many years. There's the man that had a son that was possessed with devils, and Christ said that it's all things are possible to him to believe, and he fell down and said, "Help thou my unbelief." Every one of those things are typical, and I think to a point, John the Baptist is typical of us, of our witness, that we have a witness, we have a testimony that we should be saying. And the Bible says, as I mentioned earlier, it says, "What I tell you in the ear, preach thou from the housetops." Everybody, the Bible says, the Apostle Paul says that his spirit testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. His name is still Emmanuel. His name is among us, and we have a duty to witness, to testify, to confess what Christ has done for us. The Gadarene who had a legion of angels inside him, and Christ cast him out. He wanted to be with Christ right then. He wanted to stay right there. But Christ told him, go home to your family. Tell them how great things God has done for you. And so there's a lot more just to that subject alone, and I didn't really study it out completely. But I did see these things and the correlation between the witness of John the Baptist and the witness that we have. And so I would just say, you know, go home, tell your friends and family, testify to everyone what Christ has told you. If you're a child of God, if your spirit testifies, that's how we can say amen. Our spirit testifies. We hear what we know is true inside of us from the faith of the minister. And when we hear those words, we feel that spirit, then we can say amen.